England need a 12-man from one of the counties, so they just pick up one of the decent fielders. And then I actually did it for the whole series, so it wasn't just as if I just rocked up at Trent Bridge to do it. I did actually do it at the other grounds as well. It was just fortunate that I actually got on and did some at Trent Bridge.
But rookie Ponting wasn't terribly pleased, was he?
No, he wasn't. It's just an unfortunate, one of those unfortunate things, the fact that he was run out, which isn't a great way to be out in any game, let alone a test match in front of thousands.
Yeah, but I remember the commentary at the time was talking about, you know, that's not just the crux of this game, but that could be the turning point for the whole series, which is what it turned out to be.
Yeah, I mean, people do say that. I mean, Michael Vaughan was on the radio last week saying it was a turning point in it, but I guess nobody will ever know. I mean, he could have been out the next ball for all we know, but fortunately he was run out, and people want to say that, and that's great for me, but I'm not looking into it too much.
So did you end up, you know, enjoying all the celebrations at the end of the series when they won the Ashes? Were you on the bus and everything?
Yeah, everything like that. Didn't remember much of it, quite intoxicated, but but yeah, it was great stuff.
Now, in some ways, you know, that was your great moment of glory, but in other ways it kind of worked against you, because everybody said, oh yeah, Gary Pryor, he's that brilliant fielder, and at the time you were trying to make it as a batsman.
Yeah, I mean, that was a disappointing thing for me, the fact that my stats were just kind of weren't fantastic as a batter, but they were improving. I mean, obviously I was still pretty young, like 23, 24 year old, and obviously you don't develop till you're about 30 year old, so it was a good platform to go on from, but obviously the powers at Durham didn't see that, and I was told by Durham that I was too old, which was pretty amazing, really.
So what are you doing now then, Gary?
I'm working in a cricket specialist store in Bishopwark and Pete Lorimer Sports, just selling cricket gear all over the world, really.
Are you still playing, though?
Yeah, still playing down for Richmondshire in the NYSD League, and also minor counties for Cumberland. So it's all going well.
But are the times when you still have to pinch yourself that you were there at a critical part, a critical piece of cricket history in this country?
Yeah, I didn't really think of it as a great deal, to be honest with you. I mean, it could have been anybody doing it. Just I was fortunate to be in the position and have the opportunity to do it. And that's how I see it. I don't think of me being so special or anything like that. It's just I was right time, right place.
Have you spoken to Ricky Ponting since?
I did after after the last test.
Has he forgiven you?
Yeah, he's a good man.